Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing with me, Chris Glasson. And if you're watching this on video, I am today accompanied by, would you believe it, back from the dead, Steve Jobs.
I've got a black top on, haven't I?
You've got a black top on. You're looking, you know, your hair's always... Look at the difference in our sort of like hairstyle management. You've stuck some gel in it from the 90s. Your hair's looking all trimmed up. You've got a nice tidy beard. Me look like I've been dipped in honey and rolled through a barbershop floor.
Well, the reason I'm trying to look half decent...
Oh, you've got a meeting.
No. Okay. Oh, I have. I've got a meeting at 11. Going to the ballet tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I absolutely peaked my microphone there with that laugh. That was... no way. Watching or performing?
Well, since I turned 50, I thought I've got to hang up my ballet shoes, so I'm just watching it tonight.
Okay, all right, fair enough, mate. You've got to let the new blood come through, haven't you, basically, mate?
Exactly. My understudy's stepping up tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. All right, I've got to go up to London tonight. Hopefully the trains are going to be all right. We're recording this on the 3rd. It's a bit windy yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was crazy. I was sat in a B&Q car park, you know when you people take the mickey at me watching, reading Screwfix reviews. Yeah, I was in B&Q car park reading Screwfix reviews.
You've got to have goals, Chris.
You've got to have goals. And my car...
I know that was one of your New Year's resolutions,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And the car was... one of them was to stay out of being just parked in car parks, just waiting for people. With a camera. The wind was so strong. It was unnerving. It was unnerving how powerful the wind was yesterday. Yeah, that was in Margate. I'm assuming it hit the Essex borders as well, hey?
It did. I mean, we're fantastic at dealing with minor extremes in weathers, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We're really good. Where I live, come to an absolute standstill because they shut the Dartford Bridge.
Oh, did they?
Because there weren't many people at the January sales, you know, 2 minutes from there in Lakeside either, so it was well mellow where I live.
Oh, do you know what, mate? I'm so glad that I came back to Margate on New Year's Day then, because I'd have been so fucking fumed. If I was stuck in 3 hours of traffic yesterday, I would have done a Michael Douglas in Falling Down, I think.
Absolutely. Well, before we get on with today's episode, shall we talk about our sponsors?
Absolutely. If you're going to do a Michael Douglas... And if you're going to have a meltdown, you're better off learning a bit of martial arts beforehand. That way, you see, I think school shootings, I think they've got it wrong. If it was school karateing and you just went in there and unarmed just took on an entire school, I think people would look forward to it a bit more.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like black belt loses mind in infant school. Okay, a few kids will have, like, you know, the kids are going to be scarred for life, but they're not going to be dead. They're going to have a life, right? If I'm sure Southern Martial Arts wants this as their
I'm saying, yeah, but I'm thinking this is possibly the is this going to make the edit? Because this is pretty much one of the wildest things you've ever said about teaching people martial arts.
No, obviously don't go beating up children, but Southern Martial Arts...
If you're a child, if you're a child, yes. and you're being picked on, then you can beat up another child.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So, like, if you're looking... I don't suppose there's many children listening to our podcast, given the content over the years. But maybe you're a parent. And yeah. One of the best things that my dad ever did was he drove past a couple of kids and their dad walking to... Karate at one of my local gyms. They weren't called gyms, were they? They were called leisure centres back in our day. And he said, Chris, come on, let's take you there. And that changed my life. And if you're listening to this and you've got kids, there was nothing more enjoyable and significant to me as a 9-year-old than 7 till 9. Of learning karate. I loved it, man. I absolutely loved it. And, no better place to do it than Southern Martial Arts with Renshi Simon James, a wonderful instructor with decades and decades of it. I won't say how many decades, he'll get upset.
And he's. I mean, when I went and done the training session with him, his daughter was instructing as well. So, he's bestowed that down to her so she can, take care of herself. Should she, hopefully never have to. I've done the same with my kids. I took both my kids to the Muay Thai club and had them learn the fundamentals. I think it's a really good thing to instill an extra bit of confidence in your kids. Just so they, God forbid anything ever, sort of a situation ever presented itself, but then they can, they've got other options as well.
Absolutely.
They'll know some fundamentals. Really important.
If we turn that one round from school shootings to... empowering your kids. Oh, shit.
Right.
Shit. Okay.
Well, somebody that has never empowered... somebody's never empowered kids, never bestowed anything upon anyone other than utter shit. He's Big Papa J, Notorious F-A-double-T, and Lady P. They've got a podcast called The Say What Podcast. We're meant to be on it next week. I won't bring up admin on here, but just got to move it back a week.
It's got to move it back a week.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you said you won't bring it. You won't bring up admin. Sorry, gang.
So Christopher and I will be on there. So the best thing you can do now is go and subscribe.
Yes.
Get a taste
Get
of
ready.
It. If you want a soft introduction to it, then maybe go and check out the episode I recorded with him just before Christmas. If you want a familiar voice. Mm-hmm. Other than that, just listen to any other episode of the utter fucking madness that is that podcast. It is, you've heard us talking about it for a long time, but if you've never listened to it, it is the most insane podcast you will ever listen to. That's not me trying to big it up. It's fucking mental. It really is. But it's very, very funny. If you're easily offended, swerve that podcast.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff, mate. Wonderful stuff. So, you come up with another top five, didn't you? Your little brain came up with another top five. We sometimes do that around this time of year, but it's still good to see. Do you want to introduce it as your idea?
Top five things you'd like to do this year.
Wicked.
Not resolutions.
No.
I want none of that
no,
shit.
No. Right. I thought you meant women. So number five, Ariana Grande. That's what you meant.
Oh, that's my number one.
Oh, fuck's sake.
All right. Cheers for listening,
Cheers,
everyone.
Cheers, guys. Shu has actually just taken his earphones off and turned off the power supply. And I was like, oh, he's being serious. Shu is a misogynist. I thought that was an ongoing joke, but no.
I'm not a misogynist. No. I fucking love birds. Right.
Cool. Right. So, who's starting? Do you want me to go?
Why not? Go on.
Penis enlargement.
You're getting that again.
Yeah, it's just not big enough.
Do you remember? You had that bit took off, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you remember Lola Ferrari, the woman with the massive cahoots? She was always in like Eurotrash and she just
got. Yeah.
I just think I need to go down the Lola Ferrari route, but with a cock. I want to be seen with like Russian oligarchs, with just like in speedos, with just like the biggest truncheon meat going. You know, just be their absolute trophy boyfriend.
That's a great idea.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fucking great idea. Lola Ferrari's such a fucking cool name.
What a name. Like, yeah.
Now I can't stop thinking about her. It's all coming flooding back. I was getting in from the pub at about 11:30, pissed up on a Friday night. On goes Euro Trash. Let's just reach for the Kleenex. It's all you had back then, wasn't it?
Lick the palm of your hand. Hello, I'm Lola. Going in. That is so.
It's all you had back then. These kids nowadays don't understand how spoilt they are.
Yeah, they really don't know. They don't understand. Yeah, exactly. Spoilt for choice. We had Lola, and now we have an RIP. Now we don't have Lola because she sacrificed a lot for us.
Didn't she?
Yeah. But actually, I want to raise some money for charity doing a sporting challenge. That's my actual number five.
Mm.
I'd like to do some form of challenge, like whether it's a walk or a run.
This is my number one.
I'm so sorry.
No, because I think we can tie this in quite nicely.
I'd really love to, mate. And I'm not the best at organising, but like if we can combine, I'll go for it, mate. You know, like, I'm sort of like I've eaten a lot over the Christmas period. I can't wait to get back into the gym next week, and I just want to get. You know, it's a great way to get fit, and I just want to raise some money for someone. I just want to do something nice.
So I watched one of the sort of van life YouTube channels I subscribe to. A lot of them are coming to the end of van life. A lot of them are buying houses, but they're like in remote places and documenting that. But there's this young couple that are quite middle class, I think. I don't know why I said that. But they've been van lifing for a long time. I say that they're probably only about sort of mid-20s. But he, a few months ago, decided that he was going to do something different from van life and decided that he was going to walk from Land's End to John O'Groats. And it took like just shy of 3 months, like, which that's quite a task. But how fucking cool is that, walking the whole of your country?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, but then I watched him do something last night because he realised that he left like this walking stick type thing that he was carrying across the Highlands, like this staff, and he'd lost it and he was like, I'm going to go back and find it. And so he went back through like all of his film and all of his photos and he kind of pinpoint where he last photographed himself with it. So he went and he said, because he was living in Cornwall, he went, right, I'm going to go back to Scotland and get it. The train was like £270 each way. And he was like, I ain't fucking walking it. So he decided he was going to hitchhike it.
Yeah. Wow.
And document it.
Yeah.
He ended up like fucking staying in this big shed with these two Romanians drinking their homemade vodka, getting fucked out of his head. And like he just ended up stumbling in all these amazing little adventures. Yeah. But then don't get me wrong, sometimes he's walking in the fucking thick of night through fucking marshland. Like, but it was really fucking exciting. And I just thought, I mean, don't get me wrong, I saw a 15-minute edit of that journey. But yeah, it did make me think, that's a really fun thing to do.
What, hitchhike? Just like,
like, just do something really fucking off the cuff. There was bits where he was obviously going, oh, I'm just getting a bit disillusioned because I've been standing at these fucking services for like 3 hours. And that's one lad on his own, not two fucking geezers in their late 40s and fucking early 50s, like just fucking standing there looking a bit fucking dishevelled. Like, you would not pick up me and you, would you?
I'd comb my hair, mate. I'd comb my hair.
Like, but yeah, so I definitely would like to do something like that. Like,
that'd be cool.
I just realised that I haven't done any fucking cool adventures for a long time.
Mate, we've got a van. Let's do it. You know, all we got to do, like, I'm happy. Like, I've got a, you know, I'm quite flexible. I have a lot more flexibility sometimes than you, just because doing a lot more of the gym and yoga. But like, if you literally go, right, this is the month that you want to do the trip, or this is the weekend, we can put it in straight away, the beginning of the year, mate. And then we work towards that. We go, right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to travel here and we're just going to, you know, suck as many cocks as we can. Something like, How good would that be? Do you know what I mean?
That's weird. That was the first thing that popped into your head.
Yeah, and my mouth.
Great shout. All right, well, I'll have that as my five as well then. So what's your four?
Okay, all right. I would like breast enlargements because I just feel like, you know, you can have everything now. Why say no?
I'll have a reduction if you're going for that.
Can I use what they take out of yours and put them into mine?
Yeah, first absolutely.
First podcast, first co-parenting podcast duo of a pair of tits.
That'd be fucking fantastic. What I mean? I actually watched The Hangover 3 New Year's Day because I was hungover.
Reasonable. And
I'd never seen the third one. And I love the first one. I think it's really funny. And I watched the third one. And have you seen it?
No.
And then at the end, it's the sort of precursor to should there ever be a Hangover 4. I don't think there will be. Mm. But they all wake up. And then basically Ed Helms walks in with the, like, in his pants with the best set of tits you've ever seen. And he's had, like, obviously he's had breast implants and he can't remember having it. And I just thought, that's a fantastic fucking way to end the film. Imagine waking up so hungover and then you look down and you've got an amazing set of tits.
Oh, man.
Breast enlargement.
breast enlargements. Get myself an OnlyFans account and just watch the cash roll in. There got to be a market for that. Just a regular straight guy who's just had a good old fashioned nervous breakdown, and he's putting it on OnlyFans. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, because he just wants to earn some cash. Yeah, I love it. But if I'm not going to do that, if I don't spend $4,000 on a pair of tits, I want to take Molly away for a really amazing holiday. We plan to do it about this time this year, and go to somewhere like Antigua. Which is fucking, it's not, I don't normally spend that sort of money on a holiday. I don't know if you've ever gone that far ashore.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I believe it's in the Caribbean, as we like to say. We didn't get to do it. Molly's too ill, and the bathroom cost, like, just the most money I've ever spent in my life. So, I just can't wait to take Molly away. I'd like to take her away maybe to India or Goa, which is in India. But, you know, just a little bit of travelling. I think we just really deserve that. Like, no, that's wrong. I hate when people say that. I think it's long overdue that we got a bit of escapism. Not that we deserve it. You don't fucking deserve anything in life, really. Maybe.
Yeah.
Freedom. But yeah, there we go. That's what I'd love to do. No, really simple, mate. There'll be no, van life. We won't be sucking everyone's dick. Molly, again, you know what she's like. There won't be any of that. It'll just be a good, honest, relaxing.
You ain't going to relax in Goa, mate.
Why's that? You think I'll be
If you're going to go to India, that's going to be chaos, mate.
Yeah, but no, the Goa part wouldn't be chaos. Goa's like just beach and is really chill. I mean, the rest of the India trip could be quite mental. I'm fully accepting of that. I wouldn't head into India thinking it's going to be really chill.
Yeah.
From what all my friends have done, so it's not.
when I hit sort of 17, 18, and my brother was 10, like, bearing in mind all my holidays growing up, like, we didn't have much dough, so it was always, like, Yarmouth and, like, you know, down to Norfolk or wherever we'd go. Like, holiday camps, like, don't get me wrong, I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But for about 3 years, my old man's business done all right at the end of the 80s and early 90s. But obviously, I was at the age then where I was way more interested in, like, fingering than going on holiday with my mum and dad.
Yeah, yeah.
My mum and dad went to Antigua, St. Lucia, Jamaica, Bahamas. For like, my brother went on the most incredible holiday. My mum come back from a holiday with her hair in braids. It was insane. And like, her and my old man were definitely fucking smoking out there because they come back with all of these fucking schneid, like, reggae bootleg CDs and stuff. And it was like, they've been having the best time out there.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
But yeah, so I miss all of them holidays. As soon as you said Antigua, I just thought, fucking hell. And again, obviously, you know, that was when they had a couple of bobs. So, like, my brother, that was the year my brother got Mr. Frosty. Never got that.
Oh, mate.
And, but yeah, yeah, they've done all of them.
I bet you, what would you do now? How many of those did you get to finger much? Or was it like the prospect of fingering? And did you actually get any? And would you trade in, if you was successful, would you trade that all in for that trip going back? Or how many fingers would you trade in for that?
You know my mates, right? Cunt, Gerald,
yeah.
Nick.
Okay. All right.
There weren't a lot of fingering going on, mate.
Probably each.
There was a lot of mucking about probably trying to get attention from ladies. And they just looked at us like we were fucking idiots.
Yeah, yeah, so, I get it, mate. I get it.
Should have just gone on holiday.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do a podcast together so that the apple don't fall too far from the tree. There as well. I'd be like, nah, mum, dad, I've got, a free house? I'll get a lot of fucking in. A lot of fucking of the bloody couch biscuits.
Yeah, that would have been exactly it. Well, that cool. sort of ties in with mine as well, my number four, which is to travel a bit more. Wonderful book here.
Oh, sick. Take the slow road to Scotland, mate. Amazing. Yeah.
So, that's a wonderful gift. And I'm going to, I've been driving the camper about at the moment because my car's broken. And so I've been using it as my car. Mm. And every time I get in it, I love driving it, but it makes me a little sad that when I get in it, I'm not driving anywhere.
You've got to get that car fixed, isn't it, mate? Or else you're gonna. It's like, you know, you shouldn't work where you sleep. Do you know what I mean? And
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly.
You've got to keep those things separate, mate. Don't come where you eat.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
That's my next tattoo. So yeah, I'm going to. The idea is to. I really wanted to go away. I literally just thought, you know, I'm going to fuck off this weekend. But then I realised that my daughter goes back to university on Monday, and I thought I really need to spend a weekend with her.
Can't you do it after? Can't you, like, have you got to drive her back? Then you could drive her back, drop her off, and then go somewhere cool.
I'm not actually taking her back. My folks are. I think in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to just try and just disappear for a couple of days on my own and just have a little cold adventure.
What, a little swim?
Yeah, definitely. Like, but yeah, it's just it's getting harder and harder to sort of, and it's not an excuse to find time because you can make time. I just feel like that kind of before Christmas, I was just ill a lot, and
you've got a bit of a cough now, haven't you?
I feel like I've got a bit of a cold today. I've woke up and I'm like, I'm a bit congested.
You
and
are.
It's like, fuck's sake. Yesterday I got up, had the most healthiest day, chomped loads of fucking vitamins, and like got a really good night's sleep. And I woke up this morning, it's like, I've fucking got a snotty nose.
Yeah, see, it's not enough, is it? You've got to I feel like really out of shape at the moment because I had two weeks of basically eating Toblerone. And I feel like shit, like I'm aching. So like you got to get back into that health. It's not a one day or 2 day thing, but my body's just like, you fucking idiot. Why'd you do it to yourself? But yeah, man. So you want to go to Scotland?
I love Scotland. It's one of my favorite places. That is where I will retire. Like I say, it's a long trip. That's if you're going to drive to Scotland, that's probably a minimum of a week to do that. But I think in the meantime, if I'm just going to go for a little weekender, I'll probably just bomb down to South Wales just because I love it.
Well, if you want the company, let me know the weekend and I'll come along.
I'm just going to have a little weekend on my own.
Oh, sorry.
You're not here.
Sure. Yeah. Got
just
that.
Want a bit of peace and quiet. Or should I just take the noisiest geezer I know?
fair.
That'd be fun, mate.
To be fair, you've got a lot of noisy mates. Like between
it'd
be very hard to know between Justin, me, Cunt, or Mr. Yeah. Gels.
They're all very loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a very good point. All right, so what's your number three?
What is my number three? My number three is start a Blood Bowl league or similar board game league. I've spent so long. I spent the last year like redoing the house. I literally, other than putting a little coat of varnish, that's why I was sitting in the car park B&Q looking at Screwfix reviews yesterday. Putting a little bit of varnish on these lovely wooden panel walls I've put built into the cellar. Other than that, it's done. And I want to get onto some hobby time, man. I want to paint some little men, basically. And I want to play some games. Blood Bowl is a really good, it's like American football board game. It's really easy to pick up and play. And I want to get a little league going with my mates who enjoy that stuff. Don't worry, I probably won't invite you to it unless you're going to feel left out. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. I need that time to, you know, do the things that bring me that little bit of joy. And that's a hobby that I've ignored a lot. So yeah, I'm getting that fucking league set up. I've got to paint some bits and pieces for it. I can't wait, man. I'm all excited about it. There's lots
Mate,
of things to be
I'm
excited
up for
about.
It. I'm up for it.
Well, what I'll do is I might put a little... I'll send you some details so you can have a look and then go, oh, no, fuck that. But...
Fuck it. I want to be Captain Karina von Rees, mate. Like, that's who I want to be.
Do you know what? That is... You wait there. Wait there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So, here's my team. They're vampires, and that's who I'm going to be collecting, is the vampires. If you look up on the thing, I've got to build those guys.
Nice.
And they do norks, they do ogres, they do all sorts of shit.
Vampire throwers, vampire blitzer, vampire runner.
There you go, mate. But how did you get round to doing your guys? You were gonna build.
I didn't.
Paint?
I did find them.
Well, that's
and I've got one box that is as yet not been painted. Mm-hmm. So I've got that box out and I've sorted all my paints out.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't actually start painting them. Mm. I don't know what I got sidetracked doing, but it's literally they're by the side of my bed and I'm very looking forward to doing it.
Well, yeah, man, right. I can't wait, mate. I ruined New Year's Eve. So Molly's sister came over because we're just taking it very easy. And we played Catan, Settlers of Catan, the board game. None of us had played it before. And I came last. I was really bad. My strategy was bad and my dice rolling was bad and my luck was bad. And it just resulted in me getting absolutely trounced by Molly's sister. Molly's sister, she's smart. And, you know... You've got to bring your A game when you play a board game with Daisy because she'll turn you over. And Molly's no slouch either. We actually played the 1% Club before it as well, which is the TV quiz show. Again,
that was the one you were going to fleece her, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I lost that as well. I was really bad at that. So my New Year's Eve just involved me getting spanked at any game we played. And you know what I did? I practiced a bit of gratitude. I was like, I'm getting to play board games with people I like. That's all right. It's okay. At least I'm doing that. And this year, I want to play some more board games with people I like. That's why I was, not sure if I should invite you or not.
Do you know what I want to just throw in quickly? Yeah. I had a message on our socials, and we've had a few, and it's been post the drunk cast. And the message has been, a lot of people haven't realised that you can listen to this podcast again on all your usual platforms, as well as what we do on Patreon. So, yeah, if you've just come back, hello.
Hi.
You've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
You've got about 7 months worth of episodes to enjoy, all for free. But whilst we're talking about that, I did put up a little video yesterday that Chris and I recorded probably a year ago, talking about our Patreon account. Mm. And honestly, if you've not explored Patreon, then go and do it, because it's such a nice little gang over there, and you can be as involved in that as you want. The monthly live shows are fantastic. We all hang out. You're more than welcome. Plenty of people turn up and have their cameras off and their mics off and just listening.
Fap away.
Absolutely. And if you like this podcast, you can watch it. You can watch it over on Patreon. The videos go up over there, and we put up a bespoke episode just for Patreons every week. So if you want some more laughs and you want to support some a pair of creative idiots that have been doing this podcast, the drunk cast popped up on my memory yesterday with Romesh from 7 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say seven.
Like, that's fucking mad.
Yeah,
so we have been giving you free shit for fucking over seven years. And so, if you'd like to support us in 2024... I know it's cost of living crisis and times are tough, but if you want to spare a couple of dollars, why not support it?
Be much appreciated,
lots of bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also you get the episodes in advance as well, ad-free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no ads on there. Mm-hmm. You just get it all up front. So that's patreon.com/hardcore listing. Right.
Lovely. So what's your number three?
My number three, I want to film more stuff, and I don't mean me popping my pants off. It probably will be me popping my pants off as well, because there'll probably be some swimming and stuff. But I've got a lot of cameras now.
I know.
I've realised that they're not that difficult to use.
Yeah.
I've really kind of got comfortable with the GoPro.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love it. At the tail end of the summer last year, when I was doing like quite a few little trips in a van, I just got really used to filming it. And it makes you feel like you're not on your own as well when you are. Mm. It's really nice, because you're just sort of diarising what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I've realised that since sort of the studio's been built, I've not used that GoPro. Mm. And it's literally sitting in this drawer to me, right? So that's one of my things that I want to do more of this year, is just make sure I've kind of got that on me. And just film more stuff, and ultimately get you in the studio as well.
That's my number one. it's my number one. So start filming some really fun episodes in the new studio. I'm really excited about it, Stu. I've just had some balls to juggle here, and they're nearly done.
Do you want me to film that?
Yeah, please. And I can't wait, man. I can't wait to get in the studio and film some dumb shit with you.
Well, can I see it tomorrow, you cunt? You're coming over, aren't you?
I'm actually travelling back tonight. But the annoying thing is the one day I'm returning to work is tomorrow as well. So I've got to go back tonight. I've got to London. I've got to work in the day and then come and see you guys in the evening. So I've got to figure those logistics out.
Oh, no worries.
But I'm off Friday. So maybe before I go back, I could come and check it out. If you're in the office, you'd probably be hungover to shit, but yes.
So Friday morning, I'm having my hair dyed. And then I'm actually filming at 1 o'clock. The MMA things, I ain't filmed anything any of that for a couple of weeks. Friday's a bit of a minge, but let's get back.
We will start
the year.
To book it. We will book it in, and we'll start doing it regular. I can't fucking wait, mate.
Because we can have so much fun with some of the shit we've got set up in there in regards to, you know, we've got big screens behind us. We can pull up all sorts of fucking fun images as we're going. And I think it'd be really good for the Patreons to get to watch something that's shot really well and looks fun. So, it'd be great to really develop that. All right. So what is your number two?
Well, that was my number one. My number two, I've already written a little horror short. And this year I want to write a few more, maybe some longer ones, and maybe even produce a little horror short as well, or at least get it into production. So like get everything lined up for it. I've already got cameramen sorted. I've already got the cameras and sound people who can come and capture all the sound and stuff like that. Pip's up for it. I might need to hire a double-decker bus. I want to get back into writing. I really enjoyed writing horror films. I did a little bit at sort of about October last year. I've got a lot of people interested in working with us. So, I want to do that. I'd really like to actually, get on and make something a bit spooky and a bit scary.
That'd be great, man.
Yeah, man, I've got it. I've done the first one. It's going to be a series of little horror shorts based on a bus. But I want to write some other bits and pieces too. Just keep on doing that, living congruently, as we've said and we discussed with Tom.
What does that word mean?
It means in line with. So if you say, what do you like? I really like, I really love running, but then you never go for runs. I can't say I really like writing horror scripts and not write horror scripts. So I have to do it. And the next part of that is I'd really like to actually put, just do a little indie, only like a 10-minute short, that's it.
Yeah.
It's not going to set the world on fire. Just sort of clear my throat and practice and just be like, oh, here it is. I don't suppose it's going to be blockbuster. But, I just fancy doing that, man. Absolutely.
Glorious.
When we met, obviously, we've had a few podcasts with Jed Shepherd. Go and check out those podcasts that we released with Jed. It was just inspirational, man, seeing what he's doing.
Mm.
And so I'd really very much love to do that shizzle.
Jed Shepherd reminds me of the sound engineer that brings his kit when we have bands on at the brush. he's a lovely old boy, Steve Shepherd, and he's got to be in his late 60s now. And he was doing the sound when I was doing bands, and he's one of the loveliest old boys you'd ever meet. He's deaf in one ear now, which has given him the best nickname ever. Who's doing the sound tonight? Oh, we got Def Shepherd.
So good.
So good. My number two. Yep. Oh, my number two. So aside from when it was called Crocs, the pink toothbrush turns 40 this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm really, really excited to see what we can do. And we've been given a nice budget. Mm. To put on a sort of string of events.
Oh, wow.
So I think the idea will be to get a big band to come and play the brush. I think there'll be all manner of interesting events going on at the weekends. I think there could be some live-type Q&A podcast-type stuff. It's all in discussion and being booked over the next sort of few weeks. But... I've been there for over 30 years, and it's every now and again I step back from the club and look at it, I've just come out the end of a full on sort of
erection
festive period, and it's like it's been fucking when you step back and look at it and you think the amount of people that come through them doors over them weeks, that I've enjoyed that space and have met people and have had life experiences there and met friends there, and that always makes me sort of spiral into the people that have met people there and parents whose kids now go there. It's fucking crazy. And like, well, my daughter went there New Year's Eve for the first time, it's wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to kind of celebrating that this year and putting together, as a promoter, some really fucking special shit that people are going to go fucking hell. How many nightclubs reach 40?
Oh, mate, it's unheard of, dude. It's unheard of. And I'd love to come for some of these events. Yeah. If you just, you know, because you might need a few celebrity faces, don't you?
Sure, yeah, you know? Yeah.
Or big-time DJs, so...
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Do you know any?
I'll have a look in through my phone book. Mate, I probably don't even know my way around a mixer anymore. Like, I haven't DJed in so long.
It's so weird. I DJed last Friday at the 90s night, and we've now got Denon CDJs.
Okay. Switched it
and,
up,
eh? Well, you can't get Pioneer decks anywhere. You can't get them. Like, they're just sold out everywhere. You have to wait months for them.
So it's a parts issue. They can't get all the parts. Maybe it's totally...
Maybe. Mm. Maybe it's down to the chips. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, it's fucking crazy. So we've got these state-of-the-art Denon CDJs, which don't take CDs. So my 90s night, I'm having to use, alongside them, the really ancient old CD deck.
That's
kind of one of them built-in ones. Not even the Pioneer ones. But I put my little USB stick in them Denon decks and I was like, oh, I don't really know how to use these. and it was the first time in maybe like 30 years that I was like, oh shit. And I felt a bit nervous that I might fuck something up. Like, so you say you don't know how to use a mixer. I don't even know how to use a dex in my own club. Like, so,
it's part of the fun, mate.
Yeah, hopefully by the 40th I'll know what I'm doing. What's your number one?
I've done my number one. My number one was to film stuff with you, mate.
It doesn't have to be
porn related. It doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be for my new OnlyFans account where I've got a penis extension and fake tits. It doesn't have to be, but also I'm not saying it can't be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so your number one was do something for charity. I don't know, maybe there's a way that we can roll all of that in for charity. You know?
Yeah, I'd like to do more sort of live shows like what we've done
That was good fun, yeah.
Like, but rather than sort of do what we've done historically, which is find a venue in East London and everyone sits down on seats and we go on a stage. I like the idea that it was somewhere a bit different, like, and so I do like the idea of that, and I'd happily do a, you know, like I said to you before, throw that speaker that we've got, you know, in the van and go and drive somewhere, and even if it's just like fucking 10 people, I think that would be quite fun. Like, so yeah, I want to do some more live stuff this year, and whether we do that for charity or whatnot, I don't know.
Wasn't we going to try and do the podcasting record for longest podcast?
That's what we should do.
How long was that for?
3 weeks. That wasn't.
It's like over 24 hours, though. It's like something like... It's like 36 hours or something like that.
Yeah. But that'd be great. We could just chop that up into our episodes and we wouldn't have to record another one for about fucking 6 months. Yeah, that's a fucking great chat. Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun. I have to find like fucking 24 guests just to keep coming in and trying to fucking...
Exactly.
Wake us up. Great chat. Great chat. All right. Well, look, there is your top five. If you want some more stuff, then or you'd like to watch this, then head over to Patreon. Also, not only do you get a bonus episode each week just for Patreons, but you also get access to the back catalogue. In that back catalogue, you can watch some of the drunk cast. Pippa's given us the videos. I think is it the one that we done with Rom and Brett, the second one?
I think that one's
over there. You can watch that. And then there's loads of over lockdown. I've done probably, I don't know, 100 radio shows.
Oh, man, they're great.
And so you can go and listen to all of them. Yeah. And then, like you say, you've got probably hundreds of episodes you've never heard of Hardcore Listening, and they're all available. And we'd love to see you at the next live show, which we will be announcing. Probably it will have been announced by now anyway, by the time this comes out. Have a lovely week.
Have a great 2024, folks.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.